Christ is risen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It's not a fairy tale. It's not make-believe. It's not a myth or a mirage. It's not an optical illusion or a hallucination. It's not pretend. It is a historical truth that Jesus Christ really died and was buried. And it is a historical truth that on the third day, God raised him from the dead. Jesus is not dead anymore. He is risen indeed. You know, every time I read today's gospel from St. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17, I can't help but think back to my ordination as a priest now almost 21 years ago. Today's gospel is the very gospel that I chose for my ordination mass back on the 17th of June, 1997. The beautiful words that Jesus says in today's gospel are not spoken to the crowds on the Mount of the Beatitudes. They're spoken only to the apostles in the upper room on the night of the Last Supper. On the very night that Jesus ordained the apostles bishops and instituted the ministerial priesthood. The Lord said to me on my ordination day the exact same things he said to the apostles on their ordination night. Remain in my love. You are my friend. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. There is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Last Sunday, we talked about abiding in the love of Jesus. We talked about living in the love of God and remaining in the love of God by keeping his commandments and by worthily receiving his body and blood in Holy Communion. 2 weeks ago, we reflected on how every good shepherd, every good pastor is called to lay down his life for the faithful. There's another line of our Lord that inspires me in today's gospel. It inspired me 21 years ago. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you. It's very similar to what St. John says in his first letter that we heard today, right? It was not you who loved me. It was I who loved you. I always enjoy when Monsignor Melvin is asked to tell his vocation story. He always asks, he says, "Would you like the long version or the short version?" And of course, they always pick the short version. So he says, "Okay, God called me to be a priest, and I said yes. That's it." That's all. But that's really all that there is, right? The reason I'm a priest is not because I chose God, but because he chose me to be a priest. As St. Paul says, he has called us with a holy calling, not in virtue of our works, but in virtue of his own purpose and the grace which he gave us. Jesus calls us to be priests. On the 50th anniversary of his priestly ordination, my good friend, St. John Paul II, said at the deepest level, every vocation to the priesthood is a great mystery. It is a gift which infinitely transcends the individual. And then he quotes, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. John Paul II says, faced with the greatness and the mystery of this gift of the call, we sense our own unworthiness and inadequacy. And John Paul II is so true here, right? It's such a mystery why God chose me. I don't fully understand it. I'm not that good looking. I'm not that smart. I'm not that talented. But God chose me. He always chooses the most unlikely candidate. Do you remember that great story about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque when our Lord chose her to be the blessed apostle of his most sacred heart and to spread devotion to the sacred heart? Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, I have chosen you because you are an abyss of ignorance. I always think that would be a wonderful episcopal motto. If the bishop took that as his episcopal motto, I am an abyss of ignorance. Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, if I could have found anyone more ignorant, I would have chosen them instead. But this is what God does. He chooses the ignorant, the poor, the unworthy. God chooses the weak, St. Paul says, to shame the proud. God chooses the most weak, unworthy instrument, St. Paul says, so that it is clear that their surpassing glory does not come from us, but it comes from God. The more empty we are, the more ignorant and unworthy we are, the more God's greatness and glory can shine. And although we are very ignorant and weak and unworthy, God still chooses us to be his friends. Jesus says, I have not called you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I have called you friends. Friends. Not slaves, not employees, not apprentices, not minions. Friends. I have not called you slaves. Instead, I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. Jesus reveals everything to his friends. He doesn't reveal everything to slaves. We don't reveal everything to slaves, to employees, right, to minions. But we reveal everything to our friends. Jesus gives himself totally to his friends. So how do we get to be a friend of Jesus? Jesus tells us. He says, you are my friends if you do what I tell you. That sounds kind of arrogant, doesn't it? Right? It sounds like what some of our grade school students say, right? They say, if you don't do what I want, you're not going to be my friend. Right? Maybe we did this back in grade school. If you don't do such and such, you're not my friend anymore. We can't say things like that. Because it is arrogant for us to say things like, if you don't do what I tell you, then you're not my friend. But Jesus can say things like that. Because Jesus isn't just a man. Jesus is God. And God can tell us what to do. Only Jesus can say, you are my friends if you do what I tell you. Every English teacher knows this is a conditional statement. If you want to be considered a friend of Jesus, then we have to do exactly what he tells us. This is what St. John says. The way we can be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. And St. John says his commandments are not burdensome. They're not difficult. They're for our good. Don't you want to be a friend of God? I want to be a friend of God. And we know what we have to do to be considered a friend of God. We keep His commandments. During this month of May, dedicated to our Blessed Mother, we are inspired by her last recorded words in sacred scripture. You know, in the Bible, Mary speaks only 7 times in the Bible. It's really easy to memorize the seven times that Mary spoke. What was the last thing ever recorded in God's word that she said? Do whatever He tells you. That's all one really needs to say, right? We want to be friends of God. And then we follow the advice of our dear mother, who says, if you want to be a friend of God, just do whatever He tells you.